Showtime.
You are the young Showtime.
You're about to come back a star.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's welcome. The picture that got
to
small.
The real world.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello?
Got the painting king.
With great
power. Painting we're not in Kansas
comes
anymore.
Great
you're a wizard, Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
You ever dance with the devil with eyes away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jan, your mnemonic man, and today's episode will be on the second longest river in Europe, the Danube. Beginning in Germany and running in a southeasterly direction all the way to the Black Sea, the Danube has helped shape the history, trade and culture of much of Europe. It winds its way through a myriad of landscapes, countries, small towns and major cities. The river provides drinking water for approximately 20 million people and also supports agriculture, trade, energy production and, of course, tourism. Along with this, it has inspired artists to write songs, poetry and books and also paint its beauty. Some notable works include the composition The Blue Danube by Johann Strauss, the poem In Memoriam, A.H.H. by Lord Alfred Tennyson, and the painting The Passage of the Danube by Napoleon Before the Battle of Wagram by Jacques-François Joseph Swayback. And if you were wondering why you keep hearing the reference The Blue Danube, this does not refer to the colour of the water. Rather, Johann Strauss's composition The Blue Danube, which was composed in 1866, and its use to describe the river has endured since. So today's mnemonic will be on the 10 countries that the Danube runs through in order. So with that being said, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. The Danube is the second longest river in Europe, after the Volga in Russia. It flows through central and southeastern Europe, from the Black Forest south into the Black Sea. A large and historically important river, it was once the frontier of the Roman Empire. In the 21st century, it connects 10 European countries, running through their territories or marking a border. Originating in Germany, the Danube flows southeast for 2,850 kilometres, passing through or bordering Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, Romania, Bulgaria, Moldova and Ukraine. Among the many cities on the river are four national capitals, Vienna, Bratislava, Budapest and Belgrade. Its drainage basin amounts to 817,000 square kilometres and extends into nine more countries. The Danube's longest headstream, Breg, rises in Furtwängen im Schwarzwald, while the river carries its name from its source confluence in Donaueschingen onwards. Since ancient times, the Danube has been a traditional trade route in Europe. Today, 2,415 kilometres of its total length are navigable. The Danube is linked to the North Sea via the Rhine-Main-Danube Canal, connecting the Danube at Kelheim with the Main at Bamberg. The river is also an important source of hydropower and drinking water. The Danube River Basin is home to such fish species as pike, zander, hussian, Wells catfish, burbot and tench. It is also home to numerous diverse carp and sturgeon, as well as salmon and trout. A few species of Eurohaline fish, such as the European sea bass, mullet and eel, inhabit the Danube Delta and the lower portion of the river. Now on to today's mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the Danube, 10 countries in order, is gash causes severe redness and bleeding and requires medical unit. Now for the gash, that's spelt normally and we take all of those letters. Causes severe redness and bleeding, we just take the first letter. And requires is assisting and medical unit, just the first letters again. And for this one, picture yourself on a cruise down the Danube when you dive off for a swim and hit a floating log that causes a large gash on your arm that requires medical attention by the medical unit on board. So we'll get into it. For the GASH, we take the G for Germany, the A for Austria, the S Slovakia, and the H Hungary. Causes, we take the C for Croatia, severe, we take the S for Serbia, redness, we take the R for Romania, and is assisting, bleeding, we take the B for Bulgaria, and requires is assisting, medical, we take the M for Moldova, and unit, we take the U for Ukraine. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for the Danube, 10 countries in order. And the mnemonic is, GASH causes severe redness and bleeding and requires medical unit. For the GASH, we take the G for Germany, the A for Austria, the S Slovakia, and the H Hungary. Causes, we take the C for Croatia, severe, we take the S for Serbia, redness, we take the R for Romania, and is assisting, bleeding, we take the B for Bulgaria, and requires is assisting, medical, we take the M for Moldova, and unit, we take the U for Ukraine. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fun fact today, fact number 1. The Danube is the second longest river in Europe at 2,857 kilometres long and up to 1.5 kilometres wide, while the longest river in Europe is the Volga at 3,531 kilometres long. And fact 2. The largest tributary of the Danube is the Tisza at 966 kilometres in length. This tributary also has the largest catchment by area. And fact number 3. The Danube has many relics from the Second World War. Towards the end of that war, in 1944, hundreds of German ships were scuttled in the Danube to avoid capture by the Soviet Union. To this day, they can still be seen when the river level is low during the summer. And fact number 4. The Danube begins in the Black Forest in Germany and empties into the Black Sea. But before it gets to the Black Sea, it splits into 3. These sub-rivers are known as the Schiele, Sulina, and Sventu Ioge. And the last fact, fact number 5. The Danube is a freshwater river, which is a critical supply of drinking water throughout Europe. This river environment is home to approximately 5,000 types of animals and approximately 2,000 types of plants. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number 1. Where does the Danube River start and what sea does it empty into? And question 2. The Hungarian capital, Budapest, was formed by the joining of 2 cities which were on either side of the Danube. What were the names of these 2 cities? And question 3. What is the largest city by population along the Danube? And your options are Vienna, Belgrade, or Budapest. And we do have a bonus question. And that question is, the Danube River runs through the largest number of countries in the world. Is that statement true or false? It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for the Danube, 10 countries in order, is GASH causes severe redness and bleeding and requires medical unit. For the GASH, we take the G for Germany, the A for Austria, the S Slovakia, and the H Hungary. Causes, we take the C for Croatia, severe, we take the S for Serbia, redness, we take the R for Romania, and is assisting, bleeding, we take the B for Bulgaria, and requires is assisting, medical, we take the M for Moldova, and unit, we take the U for Ukraine. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, where does the Danube River start and what sea does it empty into? And the Danube River starts in the Black Forest and empties into the Black Sea. And question two, the Hungarian capital Budapest was formed by the joining of two cities, which were on either side of the Danube. What were the names of these two cities? And the names of these two cities were Buda and Pest, which became Budapest in 1873. And question three, what is the largest city by population along the Danube? And your options were Vienna, Belgrade, or Budapest. And the largest city by population along the Danube is Vienna, with just over 2 million as of the start of 2024. And I'm pretty sure in the past it has been Budapest. And we do have a bonus question, and that question is, the Danube runs through the largest number of countries in the world. Is that true or false? And the statement that the Danube runs through the largest number of countries in the world is true. Now, one of those countries that the Danube runs through has experienced a new craze that has swept through this Eastern European nation. That sport is not a new one, but the existing sport of rowing. And apparently, every man and his dog has taken up the sport, which has helped grow the sport by a massive 5,000%. People are doing it before work, after work, and on rivers, lakes, and seas. The phenomenon has been unprecedented and, as stated previously, has only been limited to one country. Hence, the people of Romania are currently investigating. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is totality, and that is spelt T-O-T-A-L-I-T-Y. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is astronomy, total obscuration or darkening in an eclipse. And our simple example today is, as they were cruising down the Danube, they had the extra pleasure of witnessing a breathtaking totality as the moon completely blocked out the sun. And just before I leave, I thought I'd put it out to the listeners first. I was wondering if there are any listeners out there who are gurus with social media, and more specifically, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm looking for someone to help jazz them up and make them more relevant, someone with an understanding of how algorithms work, paid of course. So if you are interested, please check out the Mnemonic Tree podcast on these platforms, and of course, the website. And if you think you can make a difference, I'd love to hear from you. Cheers. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And if you want to take the mnemonic challenge, go to the website, scroll down a little, and you'll find several buttons called the Mnemonic Tree Challenge. They contain all the mnemonics to test your recall. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.